This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this extended Christmas weekend. And we have a giant show for this week. My first guest is a country legend. Our friend Crystal Gayle will be joining us. Then from Twisted Sister, Dee Snider will be here. He's got a brand new Christmas song out. You got to hear this. And joining us from Ice Airport, Alaska on the Smithsonian Channel, Brendan Knox. Next hour from Airplane Repo, Ken Cage. From the TV show on Game Show Network, Masterminds, Brooke Burns. We'll be joined by Carter Osterhaus, who will tell us about the great Christmas light fight, how it went this past year. And then from the TV show Top Secret Video on True TV, Ali Colbert. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today.
This is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
To me, then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today, and we're listening to a voice that's actually coming from heaven, and I mean that sincerely. Our next guest has been with us several times in the past, but I am extra excited to talk to her today because that's the name of her brand new CD that's out right now. And I have to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, this is a sensational CD. It's called You Don't Know Me. Joining us right now is Crystal Gayle. Hi, Crystal. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me on. I'm excited.
Crystal, I got to be totally candid with you. I do this a lot with actors and singers and sports people and politicians. They say, oh, you like the show. It was a good show. It was a good CD. I got this CD the other day, took it to my office, and I started listening to it. About an hour later, one of the staff members came in and said, what are you doing? I said, I'm listening to Crystal Gayle's new CD. He said, you've been in here for an hour and a half. I said, this is the third time I've listened to it, okay? I got to be honest with you, dear. It is sensational. You have taken all of these great songs from your childhood and my childhood and put them into a new arrangement that makes it sound new again, and it's country as you and I remembered it.
Well, that's what I grew up with, and I love it. And, you know, that is the style of songs that in my heart. And, you know, when I started recording, my sister, as we can say, Loretta Lynn,
sure.
Some people don't know that. I'm always shocked. But she said, don't sing my songs. She said, don't record what I would. She said, you go M.O.R., middle of the road. So, you know, that's the direction I sort of went after because she was very right in it. I don't think I would have had the success I had if I had gone down the same path. And she said, you'll just be compared. And but to be able to go back and do these songs that, you know, I remember singing them on stage or in the car in the backyard.
Oh, there's no doubt. Now, I'm going to say something that I mean totally complimentary, okay? No matter what stage or what level of success that a singer has reached, it is always a very risky thing to do a cover of a song better than the original artist. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now, Crystal. There are songs that are better than the original, and we're talking about the originals by people like the great Ray Charles, Patsy Cline, Buck Owens, Marty Robbins, Engelbert Humperdinck. We're talking about songs that really and truly you have put a new twist to, and that's a risky thing to do because typically people want to hear the original. But boy, now when they hear this.
It was something that when I went into, you know, I wanted to keep some of that original, the feel that they had, but still be me. And I can always sing a song like I would sing it. And, you know, I always, you know, growing up, I want that soprano voice. I want that, you know.
Right.
You always want what you don't have.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I just put them in a way that, I went in the studio with my son, Christos, who helped produce, co-produced, as well as mixed the CD and engineered the CD, and was really giving them the studio to have him see and hear what I grew up singing,
mm-hmm.
what was part of my background, and, you know, to really hear what real country music is all about. You know, I know that you go back and country music started, actually, to me, it was the folk music that came over from Scotland, from Ireland, from England, because if you go, and my mother would sing these hill songs, as I call them, but you could hear the lilt, you could hear the words that, you know, came from overseas, and, you know, I always loved it, letting him hear this and see this, it was just a great time.
Well, and the one thing about all of these songs, every single one of them, was during an era of radio where they were crossover hits. See, they weren't considered country songs. They were considered crossovers. I mean, you know, as a top 40 disc jockey, I played You Don't Know Me, you know, There Goes My Everything, Hello Walls, Please Help Me, I'm Falling, and that's on a top 40 chart. But you mentioned your son. This is really a family affair. Your son, Christos, cousin of yours, and daughter, they all took a part in this thing. And your sisters, that is the true meaning of a family affair.
And my brother, J. Lee Webb, wrote one of the songs.
Sure.
He was so fantastic. I mean, he was such a great entertainer as well as singer. And he wrote this song, and it's on one of his albums. That, I mean, he did such a fantastic job. This was, I think it was produced by Owen Bradley, that particular album. But it was just, I always loved it. And I wish I'd actually put it on an album a long time ago, just for him.
Well, I didn't realize that Gordon Lightfoot wrote the song Ribbon of Darkness, and then Marty Robbins had a hit of it in 65. Hank Williams, You Win Again, Crying Time, written by Buck Owens, but of course the great Ray Charles made it the huge hit. Patsy Cline, Walking After Midnight. And now this bonus that you have on here, which is titled I Cried the Blue Right Out of My Eyes. This was done in 1969 as a demo?
It was somewhere, it could have been 68, it could have been, I'm not sure exactly what year. I had been going to Nashville and doing demos for Surefire Music, and this was a song that they had me do the demo on, and it was a song that, which I recorded, and it was my first single. But the melody is a tad bit different on this version because it was the demo version. And it's unmastered. It was just, you know, you go in and you sing it and that's it. You move on to the next song.
Right.
Totally different nowadays.
Yeah, there's no real arrangement to it. It's just a basic thing so another singer can come in and make a hit out of it.
Yeah, play the song, you do it, and then they put their magic to it.
Sure. Now, in all the years that your sister Loretta and Peggy Sue worked on stage. I mean, you've worked a few places on stage together. You had never recorded a song together until Put It Off Until Tomorrow on this CD, right?
Yes, that was the first time. And I actually was down at Loretta's, and Peggy was there, too, and we were just goofing off as normal. Patsy Lynn Russell, who is one of the twins of Loretta's, came in and said, "Hey, Mom, Chris was doing a country album. Will you want to sing on it?" And she said, "Sure." So we picked the song. I had the track down. We picked one we knew that we all knew, so it would be easy. And we went in, and, I mean, she was fantastic in the studio doing it. And if I'd had 10 tracks done or 12 or what, she would have sang every one of them.
Wow.
I mean, she was in great voice. She was just in a perfect place. And it's, you know, it was hindsight. You know, who thought that I could do a few more? I didn't want to push my, you know, push the buttons and say, "Hey, I've got something else."
Right.
But I should have, and we would have had that duet album. But, you know.
Next time.
This is a special song for us.
Why did you wait 16 years between your last CD and this one, Crystal?
I never count years, time. I don't even know how many albums I have out, but I really didn't realize it had been that long because I've been in the studio doing different things, and people would say, "Would you sing on this?" I'd say, "Okay, sure," or just, you know, having fun. That I didn't realize the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, you know, having almost 25 number ones, having all the success I've had, it's a cycle in music where things change. And I knew that my, you know, going in and doing a normal album was not going to get played on radio. It was just that's what things were going to be. So I think that was in the back of my mind that, you know, I'm just having fun in the studio doing the things and putting my feet up a little bit here and there, because I had my exhibit at the Country Music Hall of Fame. This has been, gosh, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Yeah.
It's hard to, you know, like I said, I can't put a date on things, but I was going through all the things that we put in the museum, and it was like, I did that.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, I'm tired.
Yeah,
I didn't realize I'd done so much.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that display, because that was 3 years ago. That was the last time you were on the show with us, because that's what we were talking about. Boy, that time, I apologize for not having you back sooner. I could have you on every day if you were available. You talk about the memories that these songs bring to you, and to me too, Crystal. I mean that very sincerely. We're about the same age. And let's talk about some of those great songs of yours of the past when we come back live all across the USA and around the world with Crystal Gayle. Her brand new CD, You Don't Know Me, is out right now.
Walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Please help me, I'm falling in love with you.
From her new album, You Don't Know Me, Crystal Gayle returns for another segment on her show. And Crystal, I gotta believe that you have created memories with because of your songs. I mean, I can still remember what I was doing. In fact, it was the first radio station that I owned, and I played the devil out of Don't Make Your Brown Eyes Blue. I love that song. And I think I had mentioned to you once before that I do a concert series with a 15-piece orchestra, and one of the great songs that I do of yours is When I Dream. What a beautiful song that is.
It is a beautiful song. Sandy Mason wrote When I Dream. You know, actually, that song I've recorded at least 4 times, different versions. One was an acoustic mandolin and all different things, and then I did the strings, and then we did synthesizer, and then I did the dance remix.
So, oh, yeah, I remember that.
You have the dance remix, so if you want it, we should send it to you.
Yeah, you know what? I don't have it, but I'd love to hear that again. I remember that. Boy, you know what? When I heard that, I thought to myself, that's pretty unique to take that song and put it into that kind of a format.
There was a couple guys in San Francisco that wanted to do the dance remix, and I said, sure, let's try it. So yeah. They came to town, and we put it together, and they were great. They did wonderful versions of it.
You have worked with just about all the legends. Marty Robbins, the great Eddie Arnold, one of the sweetest guys in the world. Jack Green, your brother Jay Webb, George Jones, Baron Young, Buck Owens, Johnny Rodriguez, Merle Haggard. If I ran down all the things that you have been awarded in a remarkable career, we would be here for over a month, but I'm sure you have other things to do. One of the things, though, was the Cliffy Stone Pioneer Award. What a great guy Cliffy Stone was. Did you ever meet him? He was Tennessee Ernie Ford's big partner.
No, I never did, and I wish I had.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
But there's so many great people in the business from, you know, I look back and, you know, I feel so honored to have worked with String Bean, Grandpa Jones, I mean, Archie Campbell. So as you can see, my heart is in the country that a lot of people wouldn't think about or, you know, think, oh, she was part of that.
Yeah.
I did shows because they'd come through Indiana, where I grew up, and we'd always go there, and sometimes we'd get booked on as the opening act, you know, where you do the 15 minutes or the 20 minutes, and just had so much fun.
I think a lot of times when people mention country, they don't even know they like it because they have a stigma about it, and nothing against bluegrass guys, but I think a lot of people think right away it's going to be banjo and so on and so forth, and I don't think they realize that all the songs, for example, on this latest CD, You Don't Know Me, are songs that, as I mentioned earlier, were on Top 40 radio, and talk about country today, it sounds altogether different with the artists that are out there right now. Not saying anything against them, but it's more rock and roll than it is ballads. On this CD, why did you name it You Don't Know Me? Everybody knows you.
I was going to name it Am I That Easy to Forget? And I thought, oh, well.
I love it.
That's, you know this business.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
But then I liked you don't know me, because I was going to put it actually classic country, you know, and but some of my reissues from the different labels have had classic in it, and I thought I didn't want it to get confused, so I picked one of my favorites, and, you know, Eddie Arnold was a great friend, great person.
Great person. He was the first guy I ever interviewed on radio, and I was about 15 years old. And I lugged a big tape recorder that looked like the size of a refrigerator on a second floor dressing room at the theater he was performing in. And I was a nervous wreck. And I put the microphone over to him and I said, Mr. Arnold, it's nice to have you here. And he looked at me with that real sincere look and tone in his voice and he says, you honor me so by calling me Mr. Arnold. And that's the kind of guy he was.
He was. Great.
Oh, great. And I'm sure with this COVID-19, you're not on tour, but we'll be going out afterward?
I'm home right now, but we'll get back out there. We don't tour as much as we used to.
Right.
You know, we do 40 to 50 concerts a year. That's plenty. I mean, I used to stay on the road like every good country artist would do.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
and then when I had kids, that cut it back a little bit. You know, you can't travel quite as much. I look back and, you know, I loved all the concerts, the tours, because I worked with Kenny Rogers, Eddie Rabbit. I mean, going back further, Billy Crash Craddock. You know, it was just heaven just being out there and having all this excitement. I love seeing all the women screaming for all these guys.
And all the guys screaming for you. That's the other
thing. <Yeah. laughs>
You're not that easy to forget, I'll tell you right now.
But, it has been a great career, and I'm so glad that I have a career that I can continue to be out on the road. To me, picking songwriters in Nashville, they write from the heart. They have these great songs. To me, the difference now is that people tend to write their own.
Mm-hmm.
They're not as great writers as what these writers were that made a living in Nashville.
Yeah.
And they could make that living. Now, streaming, if they had a song and an album, it carried them through for a while.
Sure.
Now, you know, it's downloads or I guess it's downloads. I don't think they're going away with that.
No, I don't know what they're doing.
Streaming, you just pick the song you want. So writers really don't have a chance anymore.
No, right. And also new artists don't have a chance anymore. It's a corporate thing right now. You can't, what we used to say, work a record. You know, go town from town and work in a record. Now, if we go to your website, is there a list of dates that you're going to be coming up?
We have the tour dates on our website, crystalgale.com. And, of course, we have the store. If they want to order the album, we have it there as well as it's out on, you know, it's on Amazon and Target and Walmart, all the things that you can order it online. You know, we have fun with everything. When we go out on concert, that's really my main goal, is to have fun.
That's right.
That's what we're all out there for.
If you don't have fun, what are we doing it for? And the other thing, too, is that are you going to be in Florida at all, Crystal?
Not that I, you know at this moment, but I hope so soon because I love Florida. I've been wanting to go to Disney World.
Well, I got to tell you something. Go to Disney World and Universal Studios
when they both reopen.
So the area that we're at, I urge everyone, ladies and gentlemen, to go out and get this CD. This is a sensational CD. It's called You Don't Know Me. If you love the country music and the songs and the emotion that made that music so famous for the last 50, 60 years, you're going to love this CD. And when you hear Crystal's treatment of it, you're going to go crazy. And Crystal, let's not make it another 3 years before you come back and join us again, okay?
I know. Well, I'll come by Universal in that area, and we'll do this live.
We'll do this live, and we'll also, when you're in concert, I will be in the audience. I'll come backstage, and we'll chat, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Crystal, thank you, dear. It's been a pleasure, and keep up the good work. Never retire.
Oh, well, we love it, and thank you for enjoying my music and playing my music through the years. Thank you.
I will continue. Thanks, Crystal.
Thank you.
Our very special guest is one talented lady, Crystal Gale. The brand new CD is out right now. You don't know me, get it. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
They say you found somebody new, but that won't stop my loving you. I just can't let you walk away. Forget the love I have for you.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and...
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans stand to lose federal unemployment benefits today if the standoff continues between Congress and President Trump over a COVID-19 relief package. The president refusing to sign a $2.3 trillion spending package, claiming it doesn't do enough to help struggling Americans. Representative Don Beyer reminding everyone.
There is a nice glide path out of this. If the president would sign the bill today, which is both the COVID relief package, $900 billion, and $1.4 billion to keep the government running for the rest of the fiscal year through September 30th, that's a great first step. That means the people on pandemic unemployment insurance, which runs out today, get to keep it.
The Virginia Democrat speaking on CNN, President Trump continuing to monitor the Christmas morning bombing situation in downtown Nashville. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Season 2 be jolly and be thankful for all that we have. For the light and decorate.
across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today, and that is the voice, at least one of them is, of our next guest. I enjoy talking to this fella so much you have no idea. Joining us, of course, from the great band Twisted Sister is our friend Dee Snider. Hi, Dee. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Hey, Ron. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Nice to chat with you again.
Always. And that female voice that I'm duetting with is an amazing singer named Lizzie Hale. She's from a band called Hailstorm. And for you old school rockers out there who are saying there's no good music anymore, you want to check out Hailstorm because they got all the right influences with making great new music. So great singer, too.
And she's sensational. I watched the video, and it's just absolutely sensational. I got to tell you, you and I first met here in Orlando at the Hard Rock Cafe at the Velvet Sessions with our mutual friend Lou Carrier.
Lou, yeah.
What a piece of work Lou is. Great guy. And we sat out on the back porch and did a show. It was you and I, somebody else. I can't remember who it was. And that was a few years ago, Dee.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Orlando, I have such a history with Orlando. I probably told you. I actually lived there in 1959.
Really?
I was a little kid, yes. 1959, my father and his two brothers decided they were going to start a business in New York. And this was like the deep south in 59, okay? So we picked up their families. We all moved down there. And they opened up one of those trucks, those like that pull into the job sites with the sandwiches and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it didn't, now think of it, 1959, it didn't work. So within like a year, they were all back in New York. Cut to a couple years later, Disney starts breaking ground on Disney World. I think it would have made a fortune if they just stuck it out a little longer. They missed the window. They would have cleaned up. But I have a long history with Orlando and Florida.
Well, you know, the thing is that in 1959, this was like the Wild West. I mean, there was nothing here to be. You know, my father had kind of the same experience. He was going to come down to Florida from Pennsylvania because he was on the storm window patio enclosure and screen enclosure business. And he could have been a zillionaire with everything that's down here now. But you don't know. You don't know these things.
Yeah, it's all timing. But down back then, it was a deep south, man.
Oh,
and a bunch of New Yorkers moving in, they were not crazy about it.
No. Well, I've been here 30 years, Dee, but I got to tell you, the first time I came down with those Pennsylvania plates, look out, man. You know, I love this song, The Magic of Christmas Day. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, this song has been recorded before. It's written by Dee, of course, but he wrote it as a special gift for his wife Suzette, and then Celine Dion picked up on it.
Yeah, this is the only song, Ron, I never wrote intending to release it commercially. Think about it. Over 30 years ago, my wife, Suzette, who I'm still with, we've been together 44 years, she asked me to write her a Christmas song. And I'm like, this is Twisted Heyday. I'm Mr. Heavy Metal. I'm like, Christmas songs, that's not cool. She's like, oh, you can do it. And so I wrote her this song. It wasn't even a rock song. But the last thing I wanted to do was let the world know that the guy from Twisted Sister wrote a Christmas song for his wife. So I had a session musicians record it, gave it to her as a present, and that was it. Merry Christmas, honey. Cut to 5 years later, now we're in the heyday of grunge. My career's in the tanker. You know, the grunge was the cure for hair metal. And I get a call that Celine Dion heard the song and wants to record it, and that was a game changer. We call this the house Saint Celine built. That record that it's on, These Are Special Times, sold over 14 million copies worldwide.
Yeah, huge. You know, I got to tell you, there are so much similarities with your career and mine. I know that as a youngster, you sang in the church choir and also sang in the high school choir. And, you know, when you think about the later experience and success you had in music, that seems like a very unusual beginning for Twisted Sister star, okay? But and you met your wife. You know, I was very young, but my wife was even younger. There was a five-year difference similar to
you. Okay, you and me, brother.
Well, you were, what, 21 and she was 15?
And
I was 20 and she was 14. So in this day and age, you and I would probably be getting out of prison about this time. Don't you think?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, yes. I mean, back then, I mean, her family threatened to kill me on the first day.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Which seemed reasonable in retrospect. And they kept me honest for a long time. But I was, there was, I the minute I saw her, I felt some strange connection. And, you know, and of all the marriages in her side of the family, no one has lasted except hers and mine. So sometimes it's just meant to be, but you don't even realize it. When I found out she was 15, brother, I was like, oh, my God. She looked 15.
Yeah.
She was like one of those hot Italian girls. She
right,
was like,
right, right.
Oh, my God, she's 15. No.
Same situation. And all of my wife's family were divorced. But I will tell you this. I finally found out why she was attracted to me. I know why I was attracted to her, but she thought I had money. And, man, was she wrong after that.
My wife was not attracted to me at all. That just made me want her more. She did everything she could to get away from me, and I was obsessed. I you know, the more I got to know her, the more I just said, this is the one. And by the way, people listening, it turns out she was an aspiring clothing designer and hairdresser and makeup artist. So she gets to meet this guy who's in a band that are dressing up and wearing makeup and have crazy hair. So she did all those things for the band. And she even drew the Bone logo that everybody knows. She drew that. So, I mean, it turns out she had that package of talent that I needed to help my career go. So this was really meant to be.
Dee, I want to tell you, if anyone is going to do the life story of you, I need to play the role because my wife was in the same business. She was a makeup model and that kind of thing, and she's marrying, you know, a young teenager that's a disc jockey and thinks he's Johnny Carson. You know, I got to tell you something. I watched today, just today, because my son reminded me of it, to watch, because I loved Bobby Darin, this version that you do, and I've watched it 1,000 times if I've watched it once, of Mac the Knife, is absolutely sensational. I love that video.
Thank you. And directed by my son, by the way.
Wow.
Cody is a filmmaker. He's got a 3-picture deal in Warner Brothers. He's making his first feature film with Margot Robbie. He's just waiting for COVID to lift, and they're going to start filming. But, yeah, you know, I mean, after I was on Broadway, had the blessing of being in Rock of Ages for 3 months, and it really gave me a respect and appreciation for theater, and I did an album called Dido's Broadway, which, you know, was really sort of a personal record because it's not the kind of thing that the average headbanger is going to pick up. But I do a cover of Mac the Knife on there. Yeah, that is worth looking at, people.
Oh,
I think you might like it.
I love it. I absolutely love it, man. It shows the versatility. Got to give you a lot of credit, too, for all of the causes and charities that you focus on, especially when it comes to children, abuse, and women, and emergency services. Thank you for your service along those lines, Dee. And this song, The Magic of Christmas Day, is a beautiful song. I mean, you got to catch on to it. It's available on YouTube to watch the video as we speak. And how do you get the record? Because I don't know how this happens anymore after spending
a million years. On all the platforms, iTunes, and wherever you get your downloads, it's available. So check it out and listen to the words, people. I'm just trying to remind people that Christmas holidays used to be a time where we set our differences aside, if only for a few hours.
Right.
And right now, we could use that more than ever. So we need to come together just a little bit.
Dee, thanks so much for joining us. It's always great talking with you, my friend.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, and I'll see you next time.
I'll see you next time. Merry Christmas to you, Dee.
Hey, same to you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Okay, bye-bye. Our guest has been Twisted Sister founder. And I tell you something, this guy's very cool. He's a really down-to-earth guy. When you see him on stage, he looks very bizarre. But, boy, he's about as straight-laced as they come. Somebody told me that his parents wanted him to become an insurance salesman, and he became a rock star, and I'm glad he did. And the new record is out right now, The Magic of Christmas Day. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Today and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. You know, we have a lot of people on the show every week that talk about their new TV shows, books, or whatever the case may be. And it's difficult sometimes for somebody like me to keep up with all of these things. But I have to tell you, our next guest is part of a show that when I saw that it was going to premiere a couple of months back, I said, I got to watch this. And I have not missed an episode. I love this show. I don't know what it is. I'm just like attracted to this. It's on the Smithsonian channels, and it's called Ice Airport Alaska. It takes place at the Ted Stevens International Airport in Anchorage, Alaska. And joining us right now is the recently retired airfield maintenance foreman, Brendan Knox. Hi, Brendan. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm good. Thank you.
I got to tell you something. What I said in the introduction is absolutely sincere. This is a fascinating show. Sometimes you would wonder how you can get an hour, how to clean runways and how to, you know, find out how you can get wildlife away from hitting planes and so on and so forth. This thing keeps you riveted to the television for the whole hour for weeks and weeks and weeks. A really terrific show. How did you become part of it, Brendan?
Well, just, you know, doing my normal job and all of a sudden, during the fall of last year, they announced that the Smithsonian was going to be up there doing filming a show there, and it just kind of evolved from that point on.
Now, you live now, because you recently retired, you live in Arizona. Now, there is a huge difference between 12 hours of working straight, 30 feet snowfall, cold beyond belief, and then being in the desert of Arizona. What kind of adjustment was that for you, Brendan?
Well, first of all, I want to clarify, I'm not living in Arizona. I'm just RVing right now, traveling, snowbirding.
Okay.
Not living here. But, yeah, it is a big difference. You're right. I'm not seeing much snowfall here right now. But, you know, after years of working, not just at Ted Stevens, but my prior work at that, it's kind of nice to have a winter off for a change, I believe.
I don't blame you. Now, in 2013, volcano ash began to fall from the sky at this airport. Okay, and I remember that distinctly because those things can easily destroy a jet engine, which is millions of dollars. And then you have snowfalls that are unbelievable. I mean, we're talking about, in some cases, and this just blew me away, some cases you get maybe as much as 30 feet of snow in a 12-hour period. And this airport, because it's a main line between the United States and all the other countries up in that area, you do like 50 planes in a two-hour period. And we're not talking about Piper Cubs here or Cessna 150s. We're talking about 747s.
Yeah, we're the fifth largest freight hub in the world. So there is a lot of freighters coming in and out of there from Asia and then, of course, returning to Asia. And we do get a significant amount of snow. There's times when, you know, where we're out there working the runways and plowing and brooming and treating for snow, you know, it may happen 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It just depends on what kind of a weather front comes in there.
Brendan, how many runways do you have there that you can use?
We have three runways.
You talked about brushing it. I know you have these things that are like huge brushes that you have to replace these things every once in a while. But these are million-dollar units, $1 million a piece, these snow removal apparatus.
Yeah, they're plow and broom combinations, so that you have a plow truck that pushes the bulk of the snow off to the side and then the broom that follows that and sweeps with a steel bristle, stainless steel bristle, and it just kind of flicks the snow, so to speak. Violently, of course, and sweeps it off the runway. So that cleans it down to hopefully a better surface, or as close as you can get.
In the history of that airport with the snow problems, well, let's say not in the history, but in the last, let's say, 15, 20 years, has there been any tragedies? Because we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, runways that not only carry passengers on these big jumbo jets, but a lot of cargo, as Brenda alluded to, and the minor little problems with, and I shouldn't say minor, the problems with a little bit of ice on the runway could be catastrophic. Has there been anything like that?
No, we haven't. I was there for 18 years. And there was no runway accidents, aircraft accidents, I should say, that would have resulted in any deaths or even injuries, to my knowledge. We run a pretty safe operation up there and rarely have any kind of incidents like that.
I keep on asking my wife when we watch this together. I know a lot of times in front of hospitals and medical buildings and in certain areas of town, there's such a thing as a heated sidewalk. Now, I know the cost of heating a runway would be astronomical, but is that an option when you think of the cost that it does to replace these and repair these snow blowers, the cost of the snow blowers, and the manpower behind it? Is there such a creature as having a heated runway?
You know, I know that's kind of been discussed a time or two, and you know, more or less in joking, I think. But you know, the day could come where, you know, that might be the cost-effective way to deal with that. But I don't think it'll be in our lifetimes. I mean, I can't imagine what that would cost. You have to maintain that as well. You know, there's always going to be breakdowns of some sort.
Mm-hmm. Also on the show, you have the wildlife management team. Their job is keeping wildlife and birds from running into the planes, which, of course, we have learned over the past, and we've seen tragedies happen. Of course, the Miracle on the Hudson being one of them, where a bird can, you know, catastrophically ruin an engine and possibly end up in a tragic condition. Also, so you got people working that end of it, making sure that there's no wildlife out there. And also the other thing that I found kind of interesting is the fact that you have this great support team that will have to fix something on those snowplows within hours, because if you don't have the full manpower of those snowplows out there, this could also end up in a very serious situation. So you got like a three-prong deal going here.
There's always some kind of action going on there for sure. But yes, we do have an extremely good mechanical shop and mechanical mechanics, I should say, on duty for people. And those guys are fantastic at fixing things and finding everything's got so much electronics in it nowadays. You know, it takes a little bit of time sometimes to ferret out an issue that's going on that could be caused by a computer glitch of some sort. And those guys are just, they're just awesome at doing their job.
Well, it's a fascinating show. You do a heck of a job. I'm sure that you've had many sleepless nights over the 18 years of doing this job. And again, the show is titled, it's on the Smithsonian Channel, it's called Ice Airport Alaska. It takes place at the Ted Stevens International Airport in Anchorage, Alaska, one of the top four busiest airports in the world. The planes that come in and out of there are the jumbo of jumbo jets. And our guest is Brendan Knox, who, as we mentioned, recently retired as airfield maintenance foreman, which drives around with that pickup all over those runways. I enjoy the show so much, you have no idea. Brendan, thank you for joining us, and this is a good show. Tell everybody that you know up there that we are watching and promoting it, and keep up the good work at the airport and the safety and everything else that goes along with that. Big job.
I will. I'll do that. And thank you for all the kudos there, and I hope a lot of people enjoy it.
I'm talking it up. Sunday nights, believe me, that's appointment television.
All right.
Have a nice holiday. Thanks, Brendan.
Thank you. You too.
Well, I tell you, that is a terrific show. I love it. I'm obsessed with this show. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live with Ron Sedgie today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Sedgie today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour, Crystal Gale from Twisted Sister, Dee Snider, and Brendan Knox.
from the TV show on Smithsonian, Ice Airport, Alaska. Next hour, from Airplane Repo, Ken Cage will be here. The Master of Ceremonies of Masterminds on the Game Show Network, Brooke Burns. We're going to talk to Carter Osterhaus, who's going to chat with us about how the Great Christmas Light Fight went this year on ABC. And then from the TV show Top Secret Video on True TV, Ollie Colbert. And that's all coming up next hour on this extended Christmas weekend with Ron Segi today.